BOE 2024 back in session. All right, first item on the agenda is BOE number 23, Heartland Vacations LLC. Do we have any information that there's more than one? I assume this is a classification nightly rental.
They have two properties. I don't know what's on the second property. I have not looked at that yet.
Heartland Vacations LLC. Okay.
Yeah, they have two lodges, number one and two. It looks like two lodges.
Well, unless they're
telling...
It doesn't
look like they're divided. It may be a duplex. Because they're on the same assessment.
Do we have information that both of those are being made available for nightly rental? Don't know.
I
guess we'll just ask. Okay, who's our contact person then? Lucas and Stephanie? Lucas or Stephanie? All right. Yes, Lucas. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We have you on our agenda today. Is it a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Lucas, it's my understanding you have a couple of properties in Taney County.
Just the one.
Do you have is there one or two properties? Is it like a duplex or something?
No, it's just one singular property.
Okay. Are we showing a second one?
Yeah, it's showing there's two lodges.
It's showing two lodges.
That's what's confusing because there's only one address.
But there's only one address. Is it like a duplex or something? Or?
It is not. It's a singular property.
Huh. So there's not two, you don't get two property tax bills?
No, just one. And we just completed the construction of it December of last year, so this is our first year.
Okay.
I think we need to have the assessor explain because it shows there's two on the improvements too.
It's in Summer Bay. They're all built as singular units, and I would imagine all of them are Airbnb properties.
Okay. And do you have any interest in any other corporations or properties in Taney County that are in a nightly rental program?
We do not.
Okay. And are you familiar with what our decisions have been in the past with respect to these?
I'm not. I was just going off of advice from...
Okay, sure. All right, let me explain that to you real quick. But the first question I want to ask is what one of our board members just brought up. I want to ask the assessor, do you know why we have these on two different, or why they're showing two different?
Let me go on here. I need to pull up the spreadsheet that shows addresses, because that's where it came up, showing two bills going to the same address. So.
I mean, it's possible it's just a duplication. I don't know, but I just want to verify. He's saying there's only one property. Was the lot at one time two separate lots, or did you buy them as a combined two lots, or what's...
No, it's just a singular lot.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. No, it looks like just one. There's two Heartland. So.
What does that mean?
Oh, you think there's another Heartland?
Heartland LLC.
Okay, so Heartland LLC is not yours, Lucas? There's a Heartland Vacations LLC, which is the one we have on the docket today. Is there a Heartland?
That is ours. We do not have Heartland Investing LLC as a singular.
The other one says Heartland Investing or something like that.
We do not.
Okay. All right. What we've been doing on these in the past, because obviously this has been an issue for several years, is if you just have the one property in a available for nightly rental, we've been giving a break on the first one, which is a mixed use, which is 25% commercial, 75% residential. And if you acquire any other properties in Taney County and put them in a nightly rental program and own them all at the same, in other words, if you own more than one, then any one after the first one becomes 100% commercial. So as to this particular one, if this is the only one you have, we would give you that mixed-use classification, and that's 75% residential, 25% commercial. Does that sound reasonable?
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. All right.
Just to verify, the other Heartland Investments,
okay.
Heartland LLC that you're seeing,
yeah.
How is Heartland spelled?
Is it H-E-R-A-R-T? Is that other one?
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, that's not going to be us.
No, we're asking.
Our name is Hart, H-A-R-T. We do have an LLC that...
They're spelled the same.
They're spelled the same, actually.
Oh.
So...
Well, we have a Heartland Vacation or Heartland Properties, but it has no bearing on the Taney County because the Airbnb has to be separate from other long-term... rentals. So
okay. The
only two Heartland that we have is Heartland Heartland Vacations and Heartland Properties.
Gotcha.
So can I ask some clarification as well? I'm showing that, is this a single story or a double story?
This is a two-story, or it's a two-story with a main level and then an upstairs.
Are they all rented at once?
Yes, it's one house.
Okay. As to BOE number 23, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion?
Yes, I would just make discussion that the assessor correct what's in here showing us two lodges versus one lodge with two stories.
Two lodges, you say?
It's showing two lodges.
Okay.
Okay. I'll accept that amendment to the motion that the assessor correct that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. You'll get a decision sent to you in the mail, Lucas,
okay.
And... appreciate you being available. Thank you.
Thank you.
BMO Properties. Do we have any information that there's more than one?
BMO, only one that I've seen.
Circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later. All circuits are busy.
Is there a lot of people calling out of the courthouse today?
Thank you.
Roy. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
Yes, sir.
Roy, are you a member of BMO Properties?
Yeah, the owner, yeah.
Okay. And Roy, is this a classification appeal for a nightly rental? Looks like it.
It's a personal property that we do rent out on occasion.
Okay. Here's what we've been doing, Roy, on these. Is this, first of all, is this the only nightly rental property that you have in Taney County or have an interest in any LLC with, that does that?
Yeah, this LLC was formed just for that rental in Taney County. That LLC has no other nightly or anything under it. That's the only thing it owns.
And this is just one nightly rental building or property?
One house.
Okay. Roy, what we've been doing, and the State Tax Commission has, at least a hearing officer has indicated that they let the, what we're doing alone, so to speak, they affirmed it. So we've been doing 25% commercial, 75% residential on a first property if you put it in a nightly rental program. If you acquire other properties in Taney County after that that you put in nightly rental programs, those would be 100% commercial. But on the first one, we give a break because we assume that you and family are going to be using it for some period of time during the year, and it's a pretty substantial break because it's 75% residential. Does that sound reasonable?
It does.
Okay. As to BOE number 24, I'd make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Got a question?
I do too.
Have a question before.
Well, a second, so we can have discussion.
Okay, yeah. I have a second. Any discussion here? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, you said that this particular entity—that's the only property that it owns. Is that?
Yes.
Are you a part of any other entities that owns nightly rental property?
I have other houses around the United States. I'm retired.
But not in Taney County.
Not in Taney County.
Okay.
Now, I have numerous LLCs that have one property. And the reason they have one property is because it takes the liability off me. But anytime I buy a house that's going to be used for commercial 1 week out of the year or 10, I always do an LLC, so it takes the liability off me.
No, we completely understand why you'd have it in LLC. It's just a question that we ask because we want to make sure that people aren't playing the shell game.
In Taney County.
So.
Yeah. I don't have time for those games. I mean, I understand some people probably try to hide some stuff, but I don't have a lot of time to try to do that.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you'll get the motion passes. You'll get a decision in the mail, okay?
Hey, sir, I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Chuck, there is one before you. It's supposed to be in person, but they are not here. If you'd like to...
Not a rush, but I'm available.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. I mean... Might as well.
Didn't get you any information sent in like I probably should have, but you got my work card, I'm sure. I purchased a lot in Emerald Point when I was still here as assessor for $1. And... I wasn't thinking about HOA fees when I did that. And so anyway, I've been paying taxes. It's been about $25 for 5 years or something like that. And I've tried to give the property away. I've listed it with a realtor and for a year or a year and a half or something. And we've dropped price down and